The only way you can see inside the recently closed Winnsboro, South Carolina Walmart is through a small hole torn into the cloth of the sliding front doors. The opening offers a surprisingly wide glimpse of a store that once sold almost everything the 3,500 residents of this town might need. The quiet, former cotton mill community, 30 miles from South Carolina's capital, Columbia, saw its Walmart open in 1998. Now these bare shelves reflect the consequences of a restructuring effort that Walmart described in a press release as necessary to keep the company strong and positioned for the future. This winter, Walmart is closing 154 stores in the U.S. and 115 outside the country, about 2% of its stores worldwide. Despite lowering its sales forecast for the year in the past week, the closures do not signal a company on the brink. Walmart plans on opening at least 135 new stores in the U.S., including 50 to 60 supercenters like the one it just closed in Winnsboro. Winnsboro's Walmart was one of 12 supercenters to close across the country this year. And as with many of the other closures, Walmart only gave the town 2 weeks' notice before closing the doors, rapidly removing what had become a commercial center for this small rural community for the past 18 years. In its closing, Walmart could potentially transform the town as much as when it opened. Residents say the big box store's rock-bottom pricing made it difficult for the town's smaller businesses to compete, striking a direct hit on downtown Winnsboro. In 1998, the town had 3 grocery stores. Today, only this Bi-Lo remains. The town once had 2 department stores. Both are now closed. But this hardware store managed to stay open. Store manager William Broom has worked here for the past 38 years.
How did you guys stay in business?
Trimmed our inventory to cater to more of what we specialize in, and kind of let them have the non-building material, non-home repair products, and we just dealt in things that they didn't have. And of course, you had to cut some of your staff.
And now here we are, 18 years later, Walmart's closed down.
Problem that nobody's dealt with that we know of. Everybody's had to deal with when they move in. Nobody's had to really deal with what do you do when they move out.
Walmart's departure presents an opportunity for Broom. He's restocking products the store has not sold in years and probably will hire additional employees. Despite the unexpected opportunity, Broom isn't celebrating.
You feel like they used a town when they came in and used you up to, you know, what they could get out of you and then just pull out and leave on them.
For independently owned Price's Drug, Walmart's departure has resulted in a flood of new customers.
Oh, we've got a lot more business.
Carrie Baker is the pharmacist in charge.
I think people panicked at first, and so we were transferring their prescriptions before Walmart even closed, and we're trying to do our very best.
Baker says the store is receiving nearly 150 more prescription orders every day, but matching Walmart's prices is difficult. Since 2006, Walmart has offered customers prescriptions as low as $4 for a 30-day supply for some generic drugs.
We never have offered the $4 generic plan that they have offered, but we did try to be competitive and we've offered a $6 plan. We just explained to them that we never could offer it because it cost us much more.
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
Doing fine.
Roger Getty is a doctor at Fairfield Medical Associates in Winnsboro. He's also been the town's mayor for 11 years, and he worries about the tax implications of the Walmart closure.
We have a 1 cent added sales tax at the citizens voted on about 10 years ago. Walmart was probably our biggest contributor of that 1 cent sales tax because it was the biggest retail entity we had in the town.
Gaddy says the loss of the total sales tax previously paid by the Winnsboro Walmart will be substantial.
Walmart leaving is devastating to the community, but we've been here a long time and we're going to be fine without it. And there may be some benefits of not having a Walmart here. I would like to think that you would see a revitalization of downtown. You'll see more people shopping downtown.
While Chamber of Commerce President Terry Vickers shares the mayor's optimism, she says she is still struggling to understand Walmart's decision.
The employee meeting that was called on that Thursday morning, they thought was going to be great news about maybe some increases in wage, and unfortunately it was the announcement that the store would close in 2 weeks.
At the same time, you were getting reports from the manager that the store was profitable, everything seemed fine.
Right. Well, and there is local profitability and there is corporate profitability. So, unfortunately, he had had a profit over last year's Christmas season. But that still did not get that store to the corporate expectation.
It might be profitable, but it's not enough.
Marion Bickle is a University of South Carolina professor in the College of Hospitality, Retail, and Sports Management. She says with increasing pressure in the retail space, Walmart has to pay close attention to stores that may not be meeting profit expectations.
By pulling out of Winnsboro, Walmart is saying this store, this location, is not doing financially what we need it to do. They're being responsible to their stakeholders.
Bickle says that stores like Walmart must diversify the ways they reach customers, sometimes closing a brick-and-mortar store in one area to expand to another, or focusing on boosting online sales.
Do you think Walmart owes the community anything?
They do owe the community. They owe the community honesty. They owe the community forthright communication. And it would be dishonest to the community to say everything is fine and we'll be here a long time and then to pull out. But the bottom line is they are a business and they have to stay in business accordingly.
Walmart says there is no single factor, like profit or location, that determines which stores close and which remain open. In a telephone interview, spokesman Brian Nick told me store closures are rare and the company is in growth mode.
We don't typically close stores, and we announced these stores at the same time because, you know, it was part of a very hard portfolio review and something that we needed to do that made sense for the business overall. Just in January, we opened 69 stores. We'll continue to open dozens more throughout the year. And, you know, 90% of Americans are within 10 miles of a Walmart.
Just 5 days after announcing the store closures last month, Walmart announced it would raise its U.S. minimum wage to $10 an hour and give raises to 1.2 million of its hourly workers. Those raises took effect today. As for the 10,000 employees laid off nationwide, Walmart says it's trying to place them in other stores. The company says two-thirds of the 160-plus employees in Winnsboro have been transferred to jobs at Walmart stores that are a 30 to 40-minute drive from Winnsboro.
It's a big difference. You can feel the emptiness in Winnsboro.
Casanova Moore worked at the Winnsboro Walmart for nearly a year before it closed.
A lot of jobs and a lot of us, like, are close with each other. And, like, it's a family. We're, like, really a family. So now that the family is broken up, we all going our separate ways.
I was born and raised here.
Winnsboro's Walmart was more than a shopping space. It was a gathering place.
Well, if you wanted to see anybody, just come to Walmart.
Where retirees Herbert and Nancy McClurkin picked up their prescriptions, shopped for groceries, and caught up on the latest town gossip.
A big surprise because we'd been over here early in the week. Then our cousin called and said Walmart's getting ready to close. It's kind of hard to believe.
We thought it was a prank at first. I said, Walmart closing? That's the only store we have around here.
At the Fairfield Central High School basketball game, Jimmy Dorsey and Miriam Woodward were trying to understand why Walmart left.
And it was a joyful place. It's like home, like a church or something.
And I'm praying that something else comes and takes its place because we really need it.
I think that the customers deserve to know something, you know. I spent a lot of money at Walmart.
Besides helping place employees in other stores, Walmart did leave another parting gift. Its foundation contributed $30,000 to the town's economic development effort.
Were we disappointed that it could not be a lifelong endeavor? Yes. But Winnsboro has been around since 1784, and there is a survival attitude here, and we will survive.